Here's a question to start your Tuesday. What do a handheld gaming computer, a 3 billion parameter AI model that punches far above its weight class, Canada's most ambitious infrastructure plan in decades, and a prediction market company accused of flooding social media with paid deception all have in common? They all landed on Hacker News today, and every single one of them is worth your time. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, you buried the lead a little. The Steam machine is actually out today, physically shipping, which is the kind of thing that generates over 1,400 comments on Hacker News before most people have finished their morning coffee. We're going to dig into that, and we've got a genuinely packed show. On the AI front, we've got VibeThinker, a 3 billion parameter model that's reportedly beating Claude Opus 4.5 on reasoning benchmarks, which raises some uncomfortable questions about where the efficiency frontier actually is. We also have GLM 5.2 running locally thanks to Unsloth and OpenAI's Daybreak cybersecurity initiative, and Mobius, a 200 million parameter image inpainting model that's claiming performance comparable to models 50 times its size.
On the infrastructure and developer tools side, there's a lot of interesting material. The HTTP query method is getting formal specification attention, which sounds dry until you realize it's fixing a fundamental problem that's been annoying API developers for years. Oak, a Git alternative specifically designed for AI agents, is generating real debate about whether our version control systems need to evolve for the agentic era. And Plot9, the Python data visualization library built on the grammar of graphics, has apparently reached a level of polish that's turning heads even among people who thought ggplot2 was irreplaceable.
We're also covering some hardware and systems stories that the HN crowd really loves. The OptoCam Zero, a fully open-source digital camera built on a Raspberry Pi Zero, and the WiggleGram rabbit hole that one developer accidentally fell into, which turned into a genuinely charming engineering and photography story. Plus the ongoing philosophical discussion around cyberdecks and convivial technology, which connects to some deeper questions about our relationship with the tools we build.
And on the business side, Polymarket's paid influencer controversy is a story with real regulatory teeth, and we'll get into what it means for the prediction market space more broadly. Canada's nuclear renaissance plan, up to 10 reactors by 2040, is the kind of energy policy story that deserves more attention than it typically gets in tech circles.
But first, a quick note for anyone who's new to the show. We source everything from Hacker News, but we're completely independent, not affiliated with, not endorsed by, and not sponsored by Y Combinator or Hacker News in any way. We're genuinely just fans of the community who want to make these stories accessible to a broader audience.
And if you haven't spent time on Hacker News itself, we'd really encourage you to head over to news.ycombinator.com. The comment sections are where the real value lives. Engineers, researchers, founders, and domain experts tearing apart these stories with a level of rigor you rarely find anywhere else on the internet. We're giving you the highlights, but the community is where the depth is. Now, let's get into it.